7991.
Checkpoints have been set up around the city of New Orleans to keep out people who are not authorized to return. The mayor says some will start to be allowed back in tomorrow, but most will have to wait a while longer, at least until Thursday. For many in New Orleans, especially those who were hit so hard by Katrina, Gustav was a welcome relief. ABC's Alex Stone says unlike 3 years ago, much of the Ninth Ward was spared.
Sherry, the buildings here in the Ninth Ward still have the spray-painted markings on the outside left behind by rescuers during Hurricane Katrina. The building in front of me says it was searched by the DEA on the 7th of September 3 years ago, and one dog was saved out of the house. People have moved back into these neighborhoods since Hurricane Katrina. Some refuse to evacuate. I just talked to one man. He said the biggest problem he has right now is he has no power. He hasn't had any since yesterday, and he's waiting for that power to come back on. Sherry?
President Bush is heading to New Orleans to survey damage tomorrow. The next storm heading for the U.S. is Hannah. It could become a hurricane before slamming into the East Coast.
I have issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency due to the threat of Hannah to the state of Florida.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist says his state is getting flooding from Gustav as well as Tropical Storm Fay. After scaling back because of Gustav, the Republicans kick off their big party in St. Paul, Minnesota tonight. With more on the national convention, we're live with ABC's Aaron Katursky.
President Bush gives a short speech by satellite tonight, Sherry, before Fred Thompson and Joe Lieberman, two of John McCain's best Senate friends, attest to the candidate's character. After that hurricane and questions about the vetting of McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin, the GOP is looking to get back on message. Sherry?
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. One person not in St. Paul is Ron Paul. The former presidential candidate is holding his own rally for his supporters 8 miles away in Minneapolis. Oil prices continue to plunge. They were down to $108 a barrel in trading today. The markets, Dow is down 30 points and the Nasdaq's down 17. You're listening to ABC News.
At My Midas, they know it all. Why do brakes squeak?
Your brake pads may be worn.
Why do front brake pads wear faster than the rear?
They do 70% of the braking.
Huh. Will my team win the big game?
Sorry, it's not their year.
It never is.
Your local Midas has all the honest answers, like the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. That's a 55-point brake inspection and lifetime guaranteed pads engineered to provide exceptional stopping power. Find your neighborhood shop at MidasSanFrancisco.com.
Trust the Midas touch.
Subject to availability, see MidasSecureStop.com for restrictions and information about the lifetime guarantee.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
The Justice Department says former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez mishandled classified information. Gonzalez is accused of not properly storing personal notes on the Bush administration's terrorist surveillance program. German prosecutors have charged three men in connection with an alleged plot to attack targets in Germany.
The three alleged plotters were arrested a year ago, accused of planning what German authorities said was a series of deadly bombings. Two of the three are German citizens who converted to Islam. The third is a Turkish resident of Germany. At the time of their arrest, police said they were in the advanced stages of plotting an attack on U.S. and German targets, including U.S. military bases, and were in the possession of a large amount of explosive material.
ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk in London. Next time your kids say they want to set up a lemonade stand, tell them about Gunner and Gunner Greer.
12-year-old twins in North Carolina turned lemons into lemonade when they were assigned a class project.
We had to find a business that we both liked to do, so we decided to do a lemonade stand.
And Inc. magazine named it the best lemonade stand in America. Hunter and Gunner Green modeled it after a Jimmy Buffett beach shack, and the neighbors came running.
I've been around as long as the dirt, so this is as good as it gets.
I think they put a secret touch in it.
To reel in customers, they set up a ring toss game and sold T-shirts and gift certificates. And they made nearly $1,000 and got an A on their project. Wasting away. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Another sign of moving on from Gustav, the New Orleans Saints have just announced they are returning to the Superdome for their NFL season opener on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Fill your room with lifelike sound with the Bose Wave Music System. Rich Warren writes in the News Gazette that the Wave Music System will flat out seduce you. Order it together with the optional multi-CD changer. Call 1-800-611-1617 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing options with no interest charges from Bose. And if you order by September 30th, you'll even receive a free premium backlit remote with large illuminated buttons, a $39 value. 1-800-611-1617.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Fairfield officials say a decision has been made by the family to take City Councilman Matt Garcia off of life support. 22-year-old has been in critical condition since he was shot in the head about 8:30 last night. No suspects, no motive in that shooting. FBI reporting more than 40 robberies in the Bay Area every day, and that number is on the rise. And two meetings being held in Santa Clara today to collect public input on the environmental impact on a stadium deal for the San Francisco 49ers. Traffic, here's Terry Ross.
Sausalito Grass Fire, Highway 101 southbound before Rodeo. The two right lanes are closed. You're backed up behind that. Pittsburgh westbound 4 before Lover. Caltrans out there laying down markers. You're backed up to Hillcrest. Flat tire, engine trouble, 511 Freeway 8 is here to help when you need it the most. Call 511 and say Freeway 8 to get help off the freeway. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting sunny and pleasantly warm around the Bay Area this afternoon. Very warm inland. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell, welcome once again to the program. Well, you want to know why you see those ads, you know, on TV where it's a condition or a disease maybe you've never heard of. Something you have heard of course. An example would be, if you have mesothelioma, contact a law firm. You wonder how these lawyers afford these expensive national ads and why. Well, a judge here just slammed a bunch of lawyers and says, "You're not. We're capping the plaintiff lawyer's fees at $1.55 billion in the big Vioxx settlement." That's right, $1.55 billion. And they're going to cap it at 32%. That's a little bit lower than the 33.3% to 40% that lawyers sometimes get when they take cases on a contingency basis. And this is... it's an imbalance. And because there's a lot of money in it, doesn't mean that it's a cause that should be fought, that science has enough information to make it fightable and to allow anybody in a courtroom to decide what is and what isn't. Vioxx is a separate case, as you know. Many of those cases were lost. Some of them were won, but $1.55 billion. And the settlement was worth $4.85 billion. And I don't know. I just have to shake my head because some of the more important causes never get anybody up to defend them. And then sometimes on flimsy science, but when it's emotional, you see, then you can usually get a jury award. Here's a good case, for instance, and here's why the world is so out of balance. So the CDC, you know, we in the talk show business, we get pitches, hundreds of pitches a day from people who want to be on our show or want us to promote their product or their idea or their book, and that includes government. Here, the Centers for Disease Control, they're offering themselves and their experts to be interviewed on the measles outbreak that's going on right now. Now, you know, one mention on Oprah undoes 50 years of public health efforts. The CDC doesn't have the oomph that Oprah does. She reaches millions and millions of people, and here the CDC going around begging talk show hosts to put their experts on the air, and they won't get on the air. You see, because it's not sexy. What is sexy is to put a mother on the air who's screaming and complaining and hollering that her child got sick because of the vaccines. That's good radio. That's good media. But some experts say, well, you should vaccinate your children because it ain't going to cut it. It ain't going to cut it. In the meantime, we have the biggest outbreak of measles that I can remember in the last couple of decades, 16 states, right? And remember, if your kid is vaccinated, they are not completely protected. And I don't have the list in front of me, but as I recall from reading it yesterday, half of these kids, or more than half of these kids who have gotten measles, were not vaccinated. And if your kid who's vaccinated catches it from a kid whose parents did not vaccinate the child, well, how's everybody going to feel about that one? And when you get below, quote, the herd immunity number, the percentage of which we need to be vaccinated to keep a disease at bay, whew, remember, 600, 1,000 kids a year used to die from measles. I haven't seen a measles death in the last few years. And that's the part we have forgotten. Well, this is interesting. I always wondered, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, you know, people who wash their hands and all. What would happen? What did obsessive compulsive disorder people do in the 19th century when we didn't know that germs caused diseases? How do the fundamentals of mental illness play out as the world changes? And here's the answer for you. Now, it's a longer article that I'm going to make it seem, but it's about something called the Truman Syndrome. You remember the movie, The Truman Show? It's the Truman Show delusion. You remember Truman thought that he was inside of a TV show and he lived in this kind of bubble and his life was a television show? Well, here's psychiatrists from all over the world describing a growing number of psychotic patients describing their lives as mirroring that of the main character in The Truman Show. That movie's 10 years old. With internet delusion, patients typically incorporate the internet into paranoid thoughts, including the fear that the web is monitoring or controlling their lives or being used to transmit photographs or other personal information. See, before that, it was the CIA is spying on me. So you see that psychosis is psychosis and paranoia is paranoia, but the world as it changes feeds into these people's minds. And of course, it's tricky. Paranoia is very tricky. Here's a psychiatrist says something clever. There's an old saying that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean there's not somebody after you, right? During World War II, psychotics would believe the neighbor was a Nazi. During the Cold War, psychotics would believe the KGB or the CIA was following them. In a post-September 11th world, the persecutor might be Al-Qaeda or Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, they're after you. Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. Anyway, as a doctor here, Dr. Joel Gold is writing a book about the Truman Show delusion. And so this is really, really, really fascinating. Fascinating. There's some really cool ones here. We don't have time for it. Let's move on. Okay, I've always observed this. You're the high school president, right? You're really, really popular in high school. Well, when I was in high school, all the popular kids, they didn't go anywhere. It was the quiet ones who became the great, well-known entrepreneurs. The cult of popularity that reigns in high schools can look quaint from a safe distance. But then the social order may have turned over like an hourglass. Teenagers who were socially invisible are the ones emerging as colorful characters, confident and transformed. Others seem preserved in time, same as ever, while some former princesses and queen bees are diminished or absent. So what they're looking at here is a social dominance phenomenon, adolescence. Involves usually aggressive, selfish streak that may not play well outside the locker-lined corridors. Okay? Yet high school students know in their gut that popularity is more than a superficial temporary competition, and in recent years, psychologists have confirmed that intuition. Newer findings suggest adolescents niche in school. Their popularity, but how well they understand and exploit it, offers clues to their later psychological well-being. They map the social topology of a school by having students rate all the other students on various measures of likability. For instance, a question, who would you like to hang around with on a Saturday night? And that quickly reveals a list of those considered to be the best company. And they excluded potential dates here, all right? And this is a different measure of popularity from prominence. Like a quarterback and the cutest cheerleader may or may not qualify, and identifies a gifted class of a different kind. Some 15 to 20% of high school students fall into that category. According to this research, it's not hard to find them. These are kids who have closer friendships, excel academically, and get on well with most other people, including parents and their own and their friends' parents. And this is a study of 185 kids in Virginia. They concluded this group, characterized by a degree of openness to strong emotional experience and optimism about the relationships, these are very, very socially skilled kids who are able to master the intricacies of diverse social situations. And these kids are not the president of the class and the super cheerleader. They also found that a teenager's rating of their own popularity was a strong predictor of psychological and academic adjustment. Their own, not what their peers think, but what the kid themselves thinks. What it says here, according to the research, is we ought to be asking kids themselves where they stand. If you feel like you fit in, wherever it is you fit in, you're going to fare well. If not, the road's going to be tougher. Popularity, even the likable kind, has its costs. They found that the most socially skilled students are three times as likely to be drinking by age 14 as those outside the group. Up through age 18, they're more likely to commit vandalism, smoke marijuana, and shoplift. They are, in short, seemingly more vulnerable to peer pressure and expectations. And it goes on. So complicate your life if you have a teenager around. And speaking of teenagers, you know, I've always thought teens do a heck of a good job when it comes to buckling up and driving while not under the driving under the influence of alcohol. At least I see a lot more responsibility than when I was a kid. But they don't. They've only taken the first step towards looking at other kids in the car, and it's remarkable how most kids who are driving put on a seatbelt. But 40% of teen motor vehicle deaths involve passengers. 60% of students always use a seatbelt when driving, but 40% always buckled up if they were a passenger. Only one out of three students said they always wore a seatbelt, whether driving or riding as a passenger, and that's where you get into trouble. The other kid is driving, your kid doesn't have a seatbelt on, and bingo. Maybe the most important thing you can do for your health is to be happy and satisfied. It's the opposite of a vicious cycle. Healthy people might be happier, but a new study shows that people who are happy and satisfied with their lives are healthier. Everything else being equal, if you're happy and satisfied with your life now, you're more likely to be healthy in the future. And they looked at all the independent factors here, like smoking, physical activity, alcohol, age, etc. They asked that simple question: during the past 4 weeks, have you been a happy person? Past 4 weeks, let me think. They determined satisfaction with life by asking, all things considered, how satisfied are you with life? And they followed these people along and indeed found if you said yes to those questions, you're going to be healthier. Yeah, speaking of DUIs, what are you going to do about this one? This is a growing problem with people driving under the influence of prescription drugs. And the cops don't test for it. You're staggering all over the place, but your alcohol level is fine and you get away with it. We are an increasingly medicated society. There's no doubt about that. Here is one small part in Pennsylvania where they tested all this. They found that 39 people charged with driving under the influence, and Pennsylvania has specific new laws on this, where they were impaired by Xanax. 21 have been using Vicodin. Others Ambien, Percocet, and other prescription drugs. There's no comprehensive statistics focusing solely on drivers impaired by prescription drugs. And I'll bet you, if we ever did a careful study in this and did the blood tests appropriately, you would be astounded, how common that is. This is a Natalie Angier piece in the New York Times. This is a sad piece, and it tackles something we can never exactly know the answer of, is do animals grieve death? Do they know about death? And there's a case here of an 11-year-old gorilla at a zoo in Germany, and her baby dies, and how she walks around with her dead baby and pursing her lips, the expression, I'm looking at a still photograph of the face, and she wouldn't give the dead baby, the corpse, to zookeepers. So they get into this whole thing about animals, and do they understand death, and is there a, you know, evolutionary advantage to carrying around a dead baby? Because, well, maybe the baby's unconscious and it's going to come back, you know. And they talk about all the evidence here, and then they talk about elephants for sure. They talk about lions, which will approach another lion's corpse, give it a sniff, and then start eating it. That's been my experience. I had the unfortunate, you know, we have terrible problem with turkeys where I live, wild turkeys. You know, once upon a time, they were cute. Now, you know, Fish and Game introduced them for hunters, and now they have become a public nuisance. They're destructive, et cetera. So I got out an air gun, right? I'm not a hunter, and I just wanted to pester them. You know, it just pings and it falls right off their feathers. It doesn't bother. So I happened to hit one, and it died. What can I tell you? Instantly, what do you think? All the other turkeys came over and started eating it, right? That's not a primate. That's a different kind of a mentality. And then, of course, they talk here about elephants. And the classic experiment, you put a bunch of bones out for elephants and all kinds of other natural objects, all kinds of bones, whale bones and elephant bones, etc. Well, the elephants spend a lot more time exploring the tusks and skulls of other elephants than anything else, including the skulls of rhinoceros, you know, etc. And you've heard all the stories about how upset elephants get when they die. And there's a lot of other strange behavior in animals when somebody dies. And they talk about elephants for sure seem to mourn it. And quickly, speaking of animal, this is my favorite animal story of the day. On ravens and crows, my favorite birds. A lot of ravens where we live, and they're just hysterical, and they're so smart. Well, this is a researcher here who is an expert on these birds, is a wildlife biologist, and he found and figured that by putting masks on, that ravens can recognize individual human faces. They will either get mad, and they, you know, they yell at you. When they're upset with you, they don't want you to be where you are. They make a special sound. And they went through all these things with swapping the masks back and forth. And bingo, sure enough, ravens can recognize different human faces. I also, there's a thing going on the internet where the ravens would drop a nut in the middle of the traffic so the cars would drive over it. And then they learned to do it during red lights so they could go and get the nuts without getting themselves killed. Very clever, very, 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 very clever, clever animals. I wish I could talk to them and see what's on their mind. All right, we come back. This is interesting for those of you with orthopedic problems. Can chicken, that's right, can chicken help you? Chicken, what's that got to do with orthopedic problems? This is an old one, but it's come back and there's evidence for it. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician.
Attention RV owners, you might want to pull your vehicle over because I'm about to blow your mind. Ready? GEICO now insures all types of RVs like motorized, sport utility, towable RVs, motorhomes, trailers and pop-ups. And if there was an RV that levitated and ran on fish and chips, they'd probably insure that too. So see how much money you could save with GEICO. Boy, where you headed anyway? I hope it's a water park. I love those.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including RVs. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. Call now, 1-800-664-9409.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD with 31 different languages. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-339-1195. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now, 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Heather and I were just talking about high school, and I made a comment, and she wouldn't give me the answer. So the comment was, I'm wondering, Heather, were you like, you know, super popular cheerleader type class president, or were you like the, you know, nerd hiding in the corners, who emerged later on, of course, to be a superstar? And the answer is, may I have the envelope?
Well, okay, first I want to know if you were wearing a star-spangled bikini when you shot that turkey.
That's not funny. My wife would tell you I was totally freaked out. I've never killed anything in my life. Well, maybe a human here and there, here and there. But it was supposed to just send a message. Oh, I was terribly upset. No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. But the picture's on the internet. Go find it.
Yeah, people will get it soon enough if they haven't already. Okay, well, guess which one I was. What do you think?
No, I think you were not the high school cheerleader.
Right. Because given the study, I turned out almost exactly like you said. I was kind of, I want to say middle ground. But I was I was on class boards and vice president and stuff like that. But like any nerd could get voted into something, you know, because the really popular people didn't care about being in student government and stuff like that.
But no, now wait. I don't know if that's, we'll let that go by for now. But you were then socially active. I mean, you were a popular person, right? I mean, that's why no one calls you now. That's why no one, your phone doesn't ring now, you see?
wait, what? No, but just in sort of a milieu is what I want to say. And per that study, because you talked about how the kids viewed themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So years later, when I'm living not in the Midwest, but out here, somebody I went to high school with moved out here. We started dating. He told me at the beginning, it was not an insignificant relationship. At the beginning of it, I wish I would have dated people like you in high school. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, you know, somebody not as popular. And I was like, excuse me? I was totally popular. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you went out with the girls with blonde hair and big boobs. And I was like, okay, I guess you're right.
Heather, watch your language. This is a family show. All right. There we have the answer. All right, let's talk to Jack. How you doing, Jack? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. I've noticed this over the years, but during watching the Olympics, whenever you look at a small but bright light in the distance, it throws off six equally spaced radial flares, I'll call them. I understand a little bit about diffraction gratings and radio wave interference, but why six? That's not the devil's number, is it?
Well, I would say that you could probably find situations where that might vary. There are two things going on. Let's just say that the source of light is a perfect source of light. You have the atmosphere that can distort light. That's why stars, you know, twinkle, etc. But the optical media in your eye, what's going on there? And that actually, I can't remember whether it's six or five, but there is a radial symmetry to how cells pack into the lens of your eye that may have something to do with it. But there's a specific answer to the question, but the complexity of it is the following, that you have a cornea, which is a clear dome. You have the optical media of the fluid inside your eye, and then you have the lens of your eye, and then the light goes through the jelly-like vitreous of your eye before it hits the retina. So there's a lot of opportunity for that. And, you know, the twinkling effects, it's like snowflakes, and it's actually very, very complicated why a light will put off a different number of these beams, depending upon all the factors that we just mentioned. But I just seem to remember in the back of my head that, for instance, when certain kinds of cataracts form in the lens of the eye, they form like a snowflake thing. In other words, that the pattern can follow a radial spoke-like pattern that has particularly a repeatable number of wings to it. It's also something that can change with time in the course of an evening with the amount of fluid in your cornea. You can change it when you squint. Looking at stars is perhaps the most interesting way to go about that, because you will notice that you can alter the twinkles, and you get a telescope and you look, you know, with space telescopes, and they don't see, there's no twinkle like that. That's all Earth's atmosphere that's doing that. So, bottom line is, I don't think it means anything in terms of disease or anything like that. All right, we come back, we're going to talk about, chicken legs. Chicken legs and what that has to do with your health, and chicken feet specifically. Should you eat chicken feet? It's a tough segue. I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The White House says President Bush will travel to Louisiana tomorrow to take a look at the damage from Hurricane Gustav. Residents of New Orleans, meanwhile, are still waiting to return home. The Republican convention finally gets back on political track this evening after fears of the hurricane. Our Jennifer Jones is live at the convention, and we'll talk to her repeatedly this afternoon. A man with one of the most famous voices in Hollywood has died. Don LaFontaine was the man who popularized the catchphrase, "In a world where," lending his voice to thousands of movie trailers. His agent says he died from complications in the treatment of an ongoing illness at the age of 68. Oil prices have dipped to their lowest level in 5 months. The Dow fell 26, the S&P down 5, the NASDAQ lost 18. Sunny and hot, we have high fire danger. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-958-8856. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-958-8856 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-958-8856. That's 800-958-8856. Again, 800-958-8856.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1372. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1372. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1372. 1-800-557-1372.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Do in an emergency.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Many, many years ago, when I just first started doing this radio show, there was a guy selling chicken feet and telling people you grind up chicken feet, turn it into a powder, and it was good for arthritis. And he came, he went, but the idea that collagen contained in chicken well, not in their bones, but in chicken cartilage and chicken feed, etc., could play a role. It has kind of hung around for a long time. The Chinese had just done, actually I consider to be a sloppy study, but they found that protein collagen derived from chickens may help. Now, collagen is a basic building block of everything in cartilage and in tendons and all this. So he compared ground up chicken collagen to a very low dose of a standard arthritis drug. There was no placebo in the whole deal. And yes, the arthritis drug outperformed the collagen, but the collagen got enough of a response, more so than you would expect if it were placebo, which makes it all kind of sloppy. And I guess it's my way of telling you that we're still looking at these kinds of things. 41% of patients with chicken collagen were better, but 60% of those treated with methotrexate, low dose of methotrexate, were improved. And if they put a placebo in there, we'd know exactly how much better the chicken collagen was. But nevertheless, I just thought it was funny because I thought of that guy with a big bag full of chicken feet. You want me to eat what? All right, let's talk to Martha. How you doing, Martha? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Am I speaking with Dr. Adele?
You sure are. How can I help you?
I don't want to waste a second of your time. I've had a condition for a year and a half called geographic tongue. It is quite painful and irritating all the time, 24/7. I am able to sleep, but nobody, I've been to several specialists, by doctor. I have a neighbor doctor that's retired, a dermatologist. He said, oh yeah. My dentist, who's been practicing for years, said, oh yeah, we see it all the time. What, is there any way for it ever to go away?
Sure. Well, it should. You know, it often comes and goes. Geographic tongue is called that because it looks like geography. It looks like the globe. There's parts of your tongue that are smooth and kind of shiny and parts that have all the bumpiness. First thing is you want to make sure you got the right diagnosis. Second, I'll tell you something. The only thing I know if it's associated with it is psoriasis. Basically, 10% of psoriasis patients might have geographic tongue, where maybe one or two of you out of 100 will have it in the general population. We think it's inherited. I still think there must be something going on with agents in your environment or medication use. I always instruct, because people will complain that spicy foods really burn, that it can be painful. It should not cause a lot of pain unless you are eating things or putting things in your mouth that irritate it. So I would say certainly avoid those. And then look, I always tell people, fiddle around a little bit. See, maybe there's something in your toothpaste or oral care products or something, because it's so localized right there on the tongue. But I would talk to an ear, nose, and throat specialist about it. Dentists see it a lot. Dermatologists may see it a lot, but in terms of making sure it is what it is, because there are a lot of other oral diseases, frankly, that look just like geographic tongue. So I've seen people with geographic tongue who really have an early cancer. Some have lichen planus. Some have, a whole bunch of other stuff. So talk to an ear, nose, and throat doctor and see what they can tell you about it. All right, let's talk to, I can't quite read it here. Help me, Kyle. Sue? Sue, yeah, that's it. Okay, Sue. How are you, Sue? Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Quick question for you. My husband and I at last found a beautiful home in California. It's set at the base of a steep hill, 2 acres of woods. It's surrounded with poison oak. I have 2 children and a cat and a dog. And I'm really worried about this poison oak.
Yes, well, get rid of it. Are you sensitive to it? Have you ever had it? Have the kids ever had it?
But it seems almost insurmountable because of the, 2 acres.
Yeah, well, listen, I love challenges. Where I live, we have a very invasive plant that I hate, and I've been on a campaign for years, and I think I've gotten rid of all of it. It's a particular type of Scotch broom. You got to be patient. You got to go at it. You got to get help. But it can be done. It can be done. Roundup's going to be your friend for a while when you get it whacked down. Or you take the following approach. This is an allergy. And I'd say roughly 50% of us have this allergy. The rest of us can walk through it and it doesn't bother us. But if you touch someone who is, it's gonna. And so if the family is not sensitive to it right now, and you don't wander around on the acreage, because a lot of it, the poison oak can grow very dense and thick, and it's very pretty in the fall. It makes all these pretty colors. You get your fall colors in California from that, not from the maples and other deciduous trees like you would back east. But the dog and the cat are going to be the weak link in it. So if someone is sensitive around the house and you're really careful about it, the dog and the cat are going to bring it to you. There's stuff you can put on your skin. You can spray the kids with it. It's safe and it works. And if they get into it, it won't affect them. But at this point, we don't know if they're sensitive at all. So I would talk to a local. You talk to some locals who do weed clearing and do this kind of remediation, and they'll be able to help you. You can get rid of it. And yes, 2 acres is a lot of land, but think how beautiful it would be when you get rid of this and you can put some nice natives in and make it beautiful and a place for all of you to, you know, to have fun. And if it's a hillside site, then you might take it back. Listen, you're going to want to do clearing like this anyway for fire. So you're going to want to take it down the hill if your house is at the top of the lot where the hill is. So I would go, I try it that way. And that's, boy, that's about it. And you're probably going to need the help from herbicides to do it. Of course, you chop it down, it'll keep coming back. But once you get rid of it, and other plants come in, it usually will stay away. All right. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Dale. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-1-548-8255. He forgot his own phone number. 1-800-548-8255. We'll be right back.
What if I told you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi, I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-974-8524, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-974-8524. That's 1-800-974-8524.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future. So start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens?
Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. The vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Station.
can I help you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My question is there an illness that prevents you from recognizing people that you should know, like maybe a neighbor that you don't see very often, but, I mean, still you should recognize them?
Well, are we talking about you or someone you know?
Yes, me.
Well, yes, there are. It would be something, though, I think would manifest it on people you really do know. Recognizing faces is actually a very complex activity. You know, there are some very famous stories from neurology about this. For instance, there was a fellow, and there's a lot of Oliver Sacks books and stories based on these kind of crazy things, where a fellow couldn't see at all. He was born blind, and then they cured him later in life. And actually had a short period of time where he could see as an infant, but that's not the point. When he could see, he got his vision back, but he couldn't negotiate the world. A flight of stairs looked like a ladder. It was flat. And people's faces. Now, while he was blind, he could recognize people just from the sound of their footsteps, not to mention the sound of their voice, and he could recognize people easily. He made his living as a massage therapist, but when he looked at people's faces, he saw a nose, he saw an eye, he saw a chin, he couldn't put it together to make something recognizable. And there are indeed, I think even one of Oliver Sacks's books or articles is A Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, where you look at a person you love and you see an object. There are, for instance, diseases, and most of these things are stroke diseases, although there are some very specific esoteric neurological syndromes. I can do things like this, and they have very fancy long word names that I won't repeat, but where they show a fella a picture of anything, like an apple or an orange or a cherry, and he can't name it. Show him a protractor, a brake caliper, or a syringe, or any other object he could, but not a fruit or a vegetable he couldn't name. That's how specific it gets. And there are people who don't recognize their own spouses. So in your case, if it's just a neighbor, you know, it feels to me like it's borderline okay and borderline normal, but Dorothy, if it occurs anywhere else, anybody else close to you, you have trouble recognizing their face, and you need to talk to your doctor. Let's talk to Jeanette in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing, Jeanette?
Hi, Dr. Dell.
Sure.
I have a kind of a disturbing question. It's a sensitive question because these were people's loved ones. But I was just looking at YouTube the other day, and a 9/11 little video clip came on, and I was watching that, you know, those people that jumped from the towers. Well, what happened? Would they have passed out on their way down, or... when they hit the ground, like, it's awful, but what would happen to them?
Well, you mean what's going on in their minds eventually? Well, when you hit, there is not even a split second, I don't think, of awareness as to what has happened. Consciousness ends in a split second. On the way down, though, we have interviewed people who have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived. And for them, and these are people who have done it on purpose, you know what goes through most of their minds? Regret. Amazing regret. And this has to do with the whole issue of whether you put a barrier up on a bridge, will you save lives? The answer is you will save lives. It's a myth to think that, oh, if you put up a barrier and stop them from jumping in that bridge, they'll just go home and shoot themselves. No, people, the instinct to kill yourself is fleeting and short-lived, and we've done experiments to prove this. There's a place in the world where there are two bridges right next to each other. They put a barrier up on one of the bridges. You think people would walk around to the other bridge? No, they didn't at all. It actually reduced suicides. In the case of that, where people are, where there's fire, or they just either, listen, some people may have purposely ended their lives realizing they were not going to survive and didn't want to die with a fire on the floor that they were. And on the way down, this idea that people's lives flash before them, some people, you know, have religious thoughts, some people think about their family, some people are just in such a panic, they're just trying to gather their thoughts. So, of course, nobody knows what has happened to people who have jumped and succumbed. Right, they don't come back to tell us unless you know you watch too much TV. There's a guy who thinks you can talk to the dead. So I suppose it's different. It's different for everybody. But people have described, people who survive big jumps like this or falls, they have described the actual aspects of their life flash you know, flash by them, or they just think of loved ones. And I think it's different for all of us. I don't think there's one answer. So not morbid. It's okay to be curious. I thought you were going to ask me what happened when they chop people's heads off. You know, there's been a lot of curiosity about that, and there have been studies. Is there any consciousness after the guillotine would go through their heads? And in the 18th century, when the French did a lot of that, you know, there were doctors who attempted to study it. Okay, let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell. Mm-hmm. I was watching on the, was it the History Channel or Discovery about, with the holiday here, that watermelon is a natural Viagra. And what do you know about this? And how much watermelon would you need to eat?
No, well, you're watching too much TV again. Do I got to pull the plug on that thing for you? No, watermelon's not. Yeah, TV can be informative. That's why I resent when people, you know, they slam visual media. It's like what you watch, slam that. But there are marvelous things to see on television. Anyway, you know, a lot of the things about vegetables and fruits and animals and parts and things you eat for natural aphrodisiac quality, some of it relates to the similarity that some foods have to, how do I say this, certain parts of our bodies that are involved. And there's a lot of naive thinking that comes from the primitive world about all this, even to the point where in some cultures they actually eat the genitals of animals, believing that they would, that they're going to help be more potent or be an aphrodisiac. No, there are none other than, some very powerful vegetable-based drugs and mood-altering chemicals that may or may not play a role here. But watermelon's not a natural aphrodisiac, and neither is chocolate, you know. Although much as I love chocolate and love to talk about all the funny turnarounds, health turnarounds we've experienced with chocolate, going from the worst thing you can eat to now it's a health food, you know. It'd be in a health food store in a capsule as a powder if they invented chocolate today. So if you ate a lot of watermelon over the weekend, Walt, then you enjoyed your watermelon, but that's all, I'm afraid. All right, I'm Dr. Dieter. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-986-5998. That's 1-800-986-5998. Or go to selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
E9 today.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Patrick in South Lake Tahoe. How you doing, Patrick?
Hi, Doc. I was diagnosed with sinusitis. It turned out not to be, and got some CAT scans yesterday, and no polyps or sinusitis.
Mm-hmm.
What now? I got a smelly discharge from one side of my nostrils, and it's just there for like a month out of nowhere.
Well, you actually have a discharge that's smells.
When I blow my nose, it's smelly, and else when I breathe in, it's smelly out of the one side.
When you breathe in. Okay, we got to do some detective work here. So if you take your thumb and close one nostril and breathe in on the smelly side, it smells.
Yeah.
When you put your finger over the smelly nostril and you breathe in, it does not smell.
No.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay, and have you ever done the reverse? Have you ever breathed out through that nostril and had a very trusted friend tell you, whoa, that really has an odor?
No, but I did it under the sheet, and I could smell it under the sheet.
It's very hard to smell sometimes your own, you know, ear, nose, and throat smells. So I'd urge you to try that because, indeed, they got to figure this out. There's something causing it, and you can get things like a swollen lymph node type tonsil things in the back of the throat or the nose. But it suggests to me you do have an infection somewhere in the nasal cavity because nothing else would explain the symptoms that you are talking to me about. Namely, one nostril has a smell and the other doesn't. And the fact is that it is one versus the other side makes me feel a little more secure because you know something, some people will make this complaint. And it's nothing to do with their nose. They're actually having an olfactory hallucination. Sometimes there are olfactory type seizures where you think you're smelling something and you're really not. And sometimes it's hard to figure what it is. So I always ask people for objective verification of it. Your doctor should actually have the guts to have you breathe out. And if you've got a discharge like that, I'd want to get a culture to see what's growing in it. And the fact they're telling you don't have sinusitis, I'm wondering how they make that diagnosis because I've seen people actually do have little infection in their sinuses, especially the one under your eye, and it doesn't show up on an X-ray. So you have got to go back to the ear, nose, and throat doctor and tell him, okay, doc, you're so smart, then what is this that's smelling so bad? Because there is an explanation. All right, join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-922-1503. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then fight it with a scrub brush and a hot soapy towel. Even in the neatest and tidiest homes, if there's so much as a crumb to eat or a drop to drink, household pests like bugs and mice will do all that they can to get it. Creepy crawlies like bugs and mice are unpleasant enough as it is, but they're more than just a nuisance for kids with asthma because they can actually trigger an asthma attack. So give them a whole lot of nothing. Sweep up crumbs, wipe down tables, scrub dishes before they pile up in the sink, and store leftovers in plastic bags or bowls. Don't leave them so much as one tidbit or nibble, and you can stop a childhood asthma attack before it starts. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org because no child should feel like a fish out of water. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
com. Hi, it's Gil Gross at the Republican National Convention, and this time we actually have a convention for you coming up.